Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Welcome to the latest chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Vaughn. Today's chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast is brought to you by Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group. Revell offers practical books that bring the Christian faith to everyday life, whether through fiction, Christian living, self-help, marriage, family, or youth books. Each Revell publication reflects relevance, integrity, and excellence. On today's episode of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, we have author Liz Johnson here to discuss her latest works, Beyond the Tide. Hi, Liz, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jamie?
I am doing well. It's a great day here in Nashville. Where are you?
Oh, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh my goodness. I bet that is so unbelievably hot.
It's been a warm summer, but we have gotten a lot of rain this summer, which has been good as well. So that keeps the temps a little cooler.
Yeah. And nice. I've had quite a few friends, including my current boss that is from Phoenix. So I get to hear all about crazy stories about how all you have to do is have a pool and everything's good.
Yes. You look for air conditioning. Wherever you can find air conditioning, that's where you go.
I totally and completely understand that with humidity here in the South. We need that air
conditioning.
Well, we are here today to talk about your newest book, which is Beyond the Tides. Yeah. And I would love to hear more about it.
Yeah. So Beyond the Tides is set on Prince Edward Island, which is the home of Anne of Green Gables.
Which is one of my favorites.
Mine too. So I fell in love with PEI when I first visited there in 2010. Mm-hmm. And I keep writing books set there because I love it so much. And I wanted to go back last year and then pandemic. So I didn't get to. So I decided instead I would write about going. So I have written a new series. I've started this new series set on PEI. And the first book in the series, Beyond the Tides, is about Meg and Oliver. Mm-hmm. And Meg's dad owns a lobster fishing business. And Oliver works for Whitaker Fishing.
Okay.
But Meg and Oliver are kind of nemesises. Is that a word? Whatever. We'll make it a word. In high school, 10 years ago, Oliver destroyed her science fair project, and Meg has never forgiven him. Mm-hmm. And so there's all this tension between them. Well, Meg's mom is going through some health issues, and so her dad decides he wants to just be there for his wife. And so he's going to sell his lobster fishing business to Oliver. And Meg says, no, not going to happen. Not okay, dad. And so she decides that she tells her dad, don't sell it to Oliver, sell it to me instead. And her dad says, do you know what you're asking for? Like, lobster fishing is a very hard profession. It's early, early mornings. It's not ever knowing like how the lobster season is going to know what the price of lobster is going to be. Like it'll go up and down. And so you could hit a really hard year and maybe you want something more stable. And also, Meg, you get seasick really badly. Like, why do you want to be on a boat? Anyways, so her dad, in all of his wisdom, instead of sort of saying, maybe pick something else, Meg. He decides, hey, Meg and Oliver, why don't you work the lobster boat together for the season, for the lobster fishing season? And at the end of the season, her dad is going to pick who's going to get the boat. So here are Oliver and Meg, who have been, you know, kind of rivals since high school and never gotten along. And now they're forced together for several months on this little tiny lobster fishing boat. And they're about to discover that they have more in common than they thought.
So who in this book is your favorite character? I know that you have a lot of strong-willed, very dominant personalities. I would love to know who your favorite character is. And are you writing kind of about yourself in each of these characters, or are you pulling from experience with other people?
Yeah. Well, I would say that none of these characters are just like me. Mm-hmm. I find little bits of myself always end up in my characters. But particularly like Meg's desire to hold a grudge and her ability to hold a 10-year grudge is not something that I relate to. Okay. I'm definitely that peacemaker. Like I want to make sure everything's okay between us and like there are no hard feelings and I'm quick to apologize. And so I'm much more like Oliver in that way. And so maybe for that reason and many others, I totally fell in love with Oliver. He was so fun to write and I just really enjoyed getting to unpack his character. Mm-hmm. Because he's been through some really difficult times. His family life is really broken and yet he just has this gentleness and this kindness to him that I really, really enjoyed. So I definitely fell in love with Oliver. He's one of my favorites. But then there are also like secondary characters who I absolutely adored writing. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Violet, who is Oliver's mom's business partner. And she is younger than Oliver, but sort of acts as the older sister, like, come to me for the advice and I'm going to tell you exactly how it is. And she doesn't pull any punches and she's just a really fun character. So every time she came on the page, I was like, oh, like I wasn't anticipating her, but she was a lot of fun.
So you talked about lobster fishing. Yeah. And you are from Arizona.
Yeah.
How did you do research for this?
That's a great question. So I have been out with a lobster fisherman 3 times.
Oh, wow.
On PEI, there is, and I'm going to do a shameless plug for Top Notch Tours. Okay. Out of Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. And it's run by Captain Mark and he is a lobster fisherman and that's his day job. In the off seasons, he runs these fishing tours and takes tourists like me out onto the boat and we get to reel in traps and we get to hold lobsters and he talks about the lobster life cycle and all these things that I thought were like, they were going to be boring. And it turns out I was so fascinated by them. I was like, what do you mean? You can only use X number of traps and every fisherman has to have a license. And like, there's just all these like nuances of the lobster industry that I had no idea about. And so I loved learning about that from an actual lobster captain. And so the first time we were going to go, my sister and I had bought tickets to go on this and my mom was with us and she gets very seasick and she was really worried that she would not be able to enjoy a boat trip. And she's like, you guys go without me. I'll just wait on the shore. And we're like, no, come with us, mom. And so she came with us and we all ended up loving it. It was just absolutely fantastic. And so we keep going back. Every time we go back to the island, we go on another tour with Captain Mark and we see giant lobsters, like 11-pound lobsters that are just enormous. I've held lobsters. I've dropped lobsters. I've held a lobster that dropped its claw. They do that for protection, like to try and distract the person or the enemy who's coming after them. Uh-huh. Just all sorts of things. And it's very fascinating to sort of see it all up close and personal. So I loved that part. But when I sat down to write, I realized I don't know that much about the business side of things. And so I was so thankful to find some really good articles that sort of like follow a lobster from catching it all the way to landing on the table somewhere. Yeah. And so those articles were really helpful for me as well. So I got to say the hands-on part was way more fun than just reading about it. But the articles I read were really fascinating too.
Well, I grew up in Florida and I can tell you the closest I've gotten to a lobster is going, I would like that one in the tank right there.
And yes. Yes.
This is your second Prince Edward Island series. How does this new series differ from your past?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the first series, the Red Door Inn series or Prince Edward Island Dreams, as it's officially called, but everybody just calls it the Red Door Inn series. That one is all about the Red Door Inn. It takes place at this inn and it really is each story in the series is about broken hearts finding healing at the Red Door Inn. So it's sort of this place where those who have really been broken or have made poor decisions or for whatever reason can find healing. And they find faith and love and forgiveness and all of these great things that lead to that healing.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the Tides starts a brand new series, which I'm calling Prince Edward Island Shores.
Okay.
And it is set on the south shore of Prince Edward Island, whereas the other one is on the north shore. So this is in the south shore in a little tiny, tiny village called Victoria by the Sea. And it's about three brothers. And all three brothers were, so 10 years ago, their dad walked away from their family and he left them broke. He left them in major debt. He left them embarrassed and humiliated because he stole from his boss and left the island and walked away. And so there's all these rumors about their family, and there's still people who kind of judge their family for really being, you know, kind of scoundrels and thieves. And even though the boys had nothing to do with that. And so all three boys really made a decision about how they were going to respond to that, mm-hmm. to their dad leaving, in different ways. And so Oliver, who's the middle brother, he decided, he really lashed out in anger. That was his defense mechanism. His response was just be angry because my dad left. Mm-hmm. Whereas his older brother, he takes off, like he leaves PEI and nobody has seen him in 10 years. And his younger brother becomes very shy and introverted and doesn't really talk to people and has a job, like a night job. So he works the late shift. And so he doesn't have to see people. And he just, he has internalized this idea that he couldn't say anything to keep his dad around. And so maybe anything he says isn't worth saying. Mm-hmm. So it's these three brothers, and I have loved unpacking their stories because they're all very different and yet they're so interrelated because of this experience that happened to them 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then of course, you know, what's a romance without a love story and without, you know, a young lady to enter the picture and help them sort of begin to see what their life could be when they really let go of that pain.
When the reader finishes Beyond the Tides, what do you hope that they take away from the book?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think, kind of the thing that I always hope that readers will take away from my books is a reminder that God is with us. Mm-hmm. Like we may feel like we are on our own, but God is walking through that trial with you. You are not alone. And so I definitely want them to be reminded of that. But another one of the themes in this book is really about relationship with your parents or with those that you love, and just not taking that for granted, mm-hmm. really investing in making memories that last, mm-hmm. and memories that, that you'll really cherish and that aren't, you know, I think sometimes, you know, in this Mary and Martha world, we sort of have this idea of like, I just have to serve, instead of just being still and enjoying a moment with somebody. And so, so I really hope that this book challenges and encourages readers to really think about those special relationships in their lives and to invest in those and know that it's worth it to do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What is next on the horizon for you?
Yeah. So next up is book two in the Prince Edward Island Shores series. And it comes out next August 2022. And it is Eli's story. He is the older brother. He's a disgraced former NHL hockey player. And so he's coming home amidst a lot of secrets and a lot of mystery. Nobody knows why he got kicked out of the NHL, but we're about to find out. And it's pretty shady. So he's got a lot to deal with and a lot to get through. And he's going to meet Violet, who, as I mentioned before, is one of the characters introduced in the first book that I just loved. And he's going to discover that, that maybe having somebody to share those secrets with is going to help him deal with them.
Yeah. Liz, thank you for coming today.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see where this new series leads. And if you want to purchase Liz's book, Beyond the Tides, you can buy wherever you purchase books. So, and if you like this chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf podcast, make sure to click the subscribe button so you never miss another chapter. And I'm your host, Jamie Vaughn. See you next chapter.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.